Holy Father, we can't thank you enough for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ. Giving the best of you, Lord. You gave us the best possible gift that is available in the universe, in the cosmos, in the spiritual world. You gave us the best possible gift in existence. That's Jesus Christ, your Son. Every other gift is underneath that. If you are to give us your Son, if you give of him freely to us to be our King, our Good Shepherd, our Messiah, our Savior, our Redeemer, how much more will you give us all the lesser things? But Lord, sufficient for us today is Jesus Christ, and he's sufficient forever. I pray that anyone listening would be blessed by this, Lord Jesus, that your Spirit would be touching the lives of anyone who is listening. In your name we pray, amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can catch me in two places. iTunes search query, you can go and write Michael Ryan's Booze in there. Or you can go on letsworshipjesus.com. It's a new website that I'm working on still, and it's just presenting Jesus to you in terms of your everyday problems and how he's sufficient for that. And I pray that you're enjoying the Lord today, that you are understanding that he saved you and that he's redeemed you and he lives in you and he loves you very much. And you can't take yourself out of that love. There's nothing you can do or say or think or feel that can take you out of the love of Christ. He says, no one can take them out of my hand. You know, no one takes you out of the hand of Jesus Christ. You're protected in him. Doesn't matter what other people say. Doesn't matter what other people say. He's made you complete. Says that in Colossians 2. And we're in the middle of going through that. Look forward to some podcasts on that. But he's made you complete. And guess what? He's the head over all ruler and authority. So if he's made you complete, there's no one that's going to trump that, because he's the head over anybody who's a ruler or authority. You understand what I'm saying? There's no authority that's going to trump it, because he is the ultimate authority and he's made you complete. So rejoice in him, and I pray that you are. Let's jump right into John chapter 6, friends. Verse 47. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. And I believe when Jesus was speaking this to the crowds of thousands of people, he said, this is the bread. He pointed to himself, pointing to his own body. This is the bread which comes down out of heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread also which I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. Then the Jews began to argue with one another, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven. Again, pointing to himself, I believe. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread will live forever. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. Because, friends, this is the good word. I've been in this chapter here before, and I've talked about eating of Jesus. But you know what? I'm going to come back to it again, because it's Jesus Christ. The Word of God is Jesus Christ. And when we want to see Jesus afresh, it doesn't matter how many times we visit a scripture, as long as we're seeing him afresh. And friends, it's true. You are what you eat. You see, you are what you eat. You know, the forefathers, they ate manna in the wilderness and they died. Because let me tell you something, friends. Food, there's food that's for your natural man, and then there's food that's for your spiritual man. There's ordinary food, but then there's the food that that endures to eternal life. That's the real food. That's why Jesus says, I am the true food. My blood is the true drink. Because you can eat all day. In fact, you know, friends, let me tell you, if anyone reads the book of Hebrews, you'll see that everything that God did in the Old Testament, in terms of the Old Covenant, the laws and the rules and the regulations and the measurements, descriptions that God wanted for the tabernacle and the temple and the inner court, the outer court, the designs, the uniform, the apparel, that was all a type of Christ. The whole system was a type of Jesus Christ. I believe that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if everything else we see around us is the same thing. I believe eating is probably a type of Christ. You know, the fact that we eat food is a type of Jesus Christ. Well, what do I mean? Because we need to eat of Him every day. And if we don't eat food, what happens? We starve, we get headaches, we get malnourished, we get attitudes, we just start to just break down, right? We don't become healthy, and I think it's the same thing with the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that you've got to eat of Him throughout the day. I truly do, friends. And I'll cut right to the chase. Your prayer life allows you to get in on this. Now, Jesus says in verse 47 of chapter 6, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I believe that believing in Jesus Christ, leaning on Him, relying on Him, is eating of Him. And I believe that this is manifested through prayer. I think prayer is when you sit down to the table and you start eating of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's when you start fellowshipping of Him. And you know what? He goes on to explain to His disciples in verse 63, he goes ahead and says, listen, I'm not preaching cannibalism to you. He says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. He's not trying to preach to them cannibalism. Now, people took it that way. People left Him. People who, the crowds, when they were looking for Him hardcore because He fed them, right? They fed Him. He fed them with the loaves and the fish. So they're looking for Him. And then He starts preaching this stuff. And they walk away. And then His disciples. And I'm not talking about people who were just casual hearers of Jesus Christ. Disciples walked away from Him after saying this. And friends, I'm going to tell you, it's the same exact thing today. We go to church, we amen Jesus Christ, and we walk away. We don't eat of Him. We don't eat of Him all day long. It's not just Sunday morning. It's Sunday afternoon. It's Sunday evening. It's Monday morning. It's Monday afternoon. It's Monday evening. It's snacks throughout the day. It's drinking. It's Jesus Christ purely all the time. It doesn't matter if you're imperfect. It doesn't matter how you feel, what you've done, what's going on in your life, your circumstances. You must eat of Him. The biggest thing that Satan can do is to stop you from eating of your Lord Jesus Christ. And again, it's your prayer life. Prayer is so fragile. It is your core. It's your strength. That's how you eat of the Lord Jesus Christ, by praying always. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 to be praying always without ceasing. And it's a way for you to be in on the presence of God. It's how you abide in God. It's how you abide in Him. It says in verse 56, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. Now, interestingly enough, if you go over to John chapter 15, he speaks about abiding. He says, abide in me, in verse 4, chapter 15, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. He's preaching the same thing to his disciples now, and it's just them. He's saying, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. But check this out, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Let's put some of this stuff together. Jesus is saying, eat of me. He's also saying in chapter 6, verse 53, as I told you, that if you eat of him, you abide in him. Well, chapter 15 teaches us what it means to abide in him. It's through abiding in him that he produces the fruit. It's through abiding in him that we get to work the works of God. which is believing on him. It's having the character of him. That comes from abiding in the Lord. That is our stronghold, abiding in him. So do you understand, friends, that if you're not eating of the Lord Jesus, if you're not praying to him and having a prayer life in him, you're not abiding in him. You're malnourished. You're not feeding off the Lord Jesus. And what does he say when he says, feed off my flesh and feed off my blood? What does that mean? Really, I believe, maybe I'm wrong, but I believe it goes back to the cross. Think and always remember that his flesh and his blood, he laid it down for you. We destroyed him. Our humankind, we destroyed the Lord. He surrendered himself to us. We didn't kill him because we're so strong and powerful. He surrendered himself. But friends, we killed him. All of us. We did. He surrendered his life and we took it. He laid his life down and we axed him, you know, and we tortured him. We did that to him. And he knew that we were doing it to him. And he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. We did that to him. Yes, you and I, everyone, the whole world. I believe that we are all the ones that he was talking to when he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what we do. You know, he loves us. And he gave himself for us. He offered himself. I mean, it's important that we understand that Jesus Christ is, his cross is our starting place. That's your starting place. That's where you get born again. That's where you realize that you're in his grace. That's where you realize that you're now a child of God and you can't leave that position. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit if you believe in the cross. And that should be our daily delight, the cross, going back to what he's done, going back to the fact that God came out of space and time and he landed and he walked on this earth. He left his spiritual realm and he came to this physical realm and he lived among us and gave his life so that sinners like you and I are perfected, are holy, are blameless. And that's got to be our foundation, friends. It has to be the cross and being built up, rooted and built up in Jesus Christ and his cross and what he's did. Paul says, I don't want to know anything except Jesus Christ crucified. That's what he said. And I think he's right on. I think he's spot on, friends. Jesus Christ crucified. We've got to eat that in, take it in, drink it in all day long. He died for us and he's alive, friends. He's alive. He is alive and his presence himself is among you and I at this very moment. His presence is among you and I. He wants to be heard. He wants to speak to you. He says, my sheep hear my voice. They know my voice. He said that right before he was going to die. What was the point of him saying that if he just meant that when he was on the earth? Oh, my sheep hear my voice on the earth. But he meant that so we can be encouraged. You and I can be encouraged when we ask questions like, well, how am I supposed to hear from the Lord? How am I supposed to know that the Lord is speaking to me? My sheep hear my voice. My sheep know my voice. He's going to communicate with you and I. He communicates with you and I. And we can enjoy that all day long. We can always enter in. Listen, if you've been away from the Lord, if you've sinned against the Lord, if you've just don't feel a connection, just repent to him and invite him to fill you up. Invite him to just fellowship. And he's willing to. He's willing to. If you've been born again, if you've accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ, that your judgment happened once and for all on the cross with Jesus, and you're now judgment free, and you now are a child of God, you can call upon the Lord and enjoy his fellowship at any time. He's here. He's in you. He lives in you. You are the temple of God. Do you understand that there was in the Old Testament, that there was a temple and there was, you know, there was a holy of holies. There was the inner court and the outer court. And people could only go into the holy of holies once a year, the high priest and him alone, and it was only to present the sins. It was just one time a year to go into the presence of God. We have that presence living in us always. What a gift we have. Eat of him. And I'm telling you, you'll be transformed. You will be renewed. You will be changed. You will be nourished in Jesus Christ if you abide in Him. If you eat of His flesh and eat of His and drink of His blood, you'll be transformed. You'll be renewed. This is good stuff for you to know, friends. It doesn't tire me to tell you that the Son of God is your peace. He's the way, the truth, the life, and everything in between. Everything in between. Put aside everything you thought you knew about Christianity, about Christian living, about Christian topics, about Bible topics, about discussions and arguments. Put all that stuff aside. Just put it down, and just rest in the Son of God. Just believe in the Son of God. Feed off the Son of God. Eat of His flesh. Drink His blood. In other words, soak in the crucifixion all day long. Establish your prayer life in Him. Establish your devotional life in Him. Be seeking and practicing the presence of Jesus Christ who lives in you. And it will be a blessing to you always. It's a blessing to me, friends. Let me tell you, man, before I understood this, I would self-destruct. When I would sin, or when I would become depressed or sad, or when I would have circumstances that were bad, I would just melt into self-destruct mode, you know? And I'm talking about, if somebody was a Christian, I did this. But it wasn't until I finally understood that Jesus Christ is my peace. He is my peace, and He's sufficient, friends. He's sufficient for you. I'm begging you to know the sufficiency of Jesus Christ, to humble yourself before Him, to put down the pride, to put it down and worship Him right now, to eat of Him. He's the bread of life. He's the true bread. He is the true bread. Let Him be your breakfast and your lunch and your dinner. Please. Please, I beg you. You'll be a new person. And you're going to bless other people. Circumstances won't stop you from declaring the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Other people will be blessed by you. You'll be blessed and you'll be a blessing. So, you are what you eat. You are what you eat. And you've got to be praying. And praying, eating, the same thing to me. Praying. Pray. 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 Pray some more. Be praising Him. Worship Him. It says in Psalm 45:11, because He is our Lord, we will bow down to Him. I mean, if there's no other reason you have to bow down to the Lord Jesus, let it be because He is God. And He created the entire universe. The air that you breathe right now, He made it. He commanded the morning. He commanded your morning today. Do you know that, friends? He commanded it. Your heart's been beating this whole message. Do you know that He's the one that commanded your heart to beat? He's the one that's sustaining your breath. He's the one that's sustaining your cells and all the busy work that proteins are doing and enzymes are doing and the way your blood is circulating. Who do you think is controlling and ordering that path? It's Jesus Christ. He controls the heartbeat of every human being. He controls everyone. Every soul is His. Worship Him for that. Bow down and worship Him. He's above all things. He is. Lord Jesus, we just eat of You right now. We love You and we need You. We fellowship in Your name. We don't just say Your name and tag it on to the end of some type of Christian service or prayer because that's what we think we're supposed to do. We make it all about You. That's how we make it in Your name. We make it about You and Your name, Lord Jesus. So, You're an amazing person, God. And we just, oh Lord, we love You so much. We do, Lord Jesus. We're so unworthy. We'll bless You and then we'll curse other people, Lord Jesus. We're wicked, but You put up with us, Lord. And we thank You for that. We so thank You. In Your name, Jesus, in Your name, I love You. I love You. Be blessed, Lord. We bless Your name. We minister unto You as priest. Amen.